This weekend in Omaha, more than 500 organ donors and recipients are meeting at the Nebraska Medical Center. They're attending the 18th annual Organ Recipient Reunion. Two of the people there met for the very first time just a few hours ago. In April, James King received a kidney from Linda Odland, a complete stranger. Mr. King is 55 years old. Ms. Odland is 52. She had contacted the medical center a few years ago to let them know she'd be willing to anonymously donate a kidney. In April, she got the call, and the two join us now from Omaha, Nebraska. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
First to you, Mr. King, how are you feeling?
Great. I had polycystic kidney, which is a hereditary disease. One of the reasons for the necessity of it was that in December they had taken both kidneys out.
Oh. So you were living without a kidney for several months?
Yes.
So what inspired you, Ms. Odland, to donate an organ to a stranger? Most transplant recipients, I guess, get organs from friends or family members or people who have died, but you decided to donate to someone you didn't know.
Well, I imagine the seeds of the idea were planted back in 1995 when our oldest son was killed instantly in a car accident, and I always deeply regretted that we couldn't harvest his organs. He was a strong, healthy young man, and it would have meant a lot to me if his organs could have been used, but that wasn't an option for us. And about 2 years ago, I had just this light bulb moment that a person has once in a while, and I was driving into work one morning, and it's like, what can I give away? I know this sounds so strange, but it's like, what can I give away? I don't have a lot of money. And it was like, well, duh, you've got two kidneys. You only need one. Certainly there's somebody out there that could use the other one. And I initiated the call that same morning.
Over the last 6 months, you must have had some thoughts about what the other was like. Mr. King, were you a little bit nervous about meeting Ms. Odland face-to-face?
I wouldn't say nervous, just apprehensive. It was an experience that I will always remember. You know, when you have received a gift such as this from someone, you just hope that you're able to meet up to the expectations that they have.
For me, it was really wonderful. I was nervous before I met him, and as soon as I met him, that nervousness went away. I was just tickled to meet him, and he seems like an awesome man, and I feel a connection with him.
What did your family think of this, Ms. Odland? Were they behind you, or did they have some questions about this?
I had never even discussed it with them, but when I got the call back last fall and was told that we might be able to move forward, I ran it through my husband and my children, and they were all supportive.
So no one said, Mom, why are you doing this?
My 16-year-old daughter just had some questions she asked, you know, well, what if you get sick in the future and you needed to have two kidneys and you only have one? And my response was just, you know, I don't think you can plan for every eventuality, that you need to do what you feel is right and kind of trust that things will work out.
Mm. Mr. King, now that you have this kidney, I'm wondering, how has your life changed? Dialysis is such an all-consuming process. I'm wondering now, do you feel like you've got your life back to some extent?
Yes, to some extent. The freedom that this will allow me. I was telling everybody earlier that my intent is to kind of go back to school. I had a couple of things I wanted to do, and this reprieve will give me the opportunity to pursue them.
I'm just wondering if the two of you feel that you have something more in common than the organ that Ms. Odland, you donated to Mr. King.
Well, it seemed like we both come from a real similar perspective as far as giving back to others and our spirituality. I guess I almost feel like he's kind of a brother of sorts.
Most definitely. I think that I think from my perspective, it's the importance of her making that step to come forward.
Linda Odland and James King are at the Nebraska Medical Center's transplant reunion in Omaha, Nebraska. Thanks to you both very much, and good luck.
Thank Thank you.